Well, Qantas announced yesterday that all of its workforce, 22,000 workers, will have to be fully vaccinated if they want to keep working for the airline. It's the biggest company to take this stance on mandatory vaccines, despite the federal government's refusal to offer indemnity against any legal action. Food processor SPC Global was the first major business in Australia to announce a measure like this, and it's pushing ahead despite a wave of online abuse. The company's chairman, Hussein Rifai, joins us now. Hussein Rifai, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning to you.
SPC is based in the Victorian town of Shepparton, but you have other factories too, including one in Mount Druitt in Western Sydney. Why did SPC decide to go out in front and mandate vaccines for your workforce? What was driving that decision?
Look, it's really the main issue that changed from last year, because we put in all sorts of policies and procedures last year and bought new equipment to try to scan people. Everything, and we've been monitoring that very carefully. The main change that happened more recently is the Delta variant. That just brought the level of risk to the next level up. And you know, you read about how people simply brush by each other or walk by each other and they actually infect each other from it. So it's a much more infectious type of variant. So that's got us to review the safety, the work safety procedures, the work safety status, and the only decision was to really mandate it to everybody going in and out of our site. Remember, we have hundreds of contractors in and out of our site every day. Everybody from maintenance of machines to truckers that drop product off or pick product up and so on and so forth. So the only way to protect our staff and our community, and as you are reporting, small communities are shutting down every day, and our community and our staff and even the contractor coming in and out, is to mandate the vaccine on our staff.
Does it have to be mandated, though? We spoke with Sally McManus from the ACTU this week. She suggested that mandating, using a threat essentially to people to get vaccinated, is not the way. That will end up in division. And the way to do it is stronger public health messaging, encouraging people, making it easy for them to get the vaccine, appealing to, you know, the sort of human instincts to want to look after themselves, their families, their community and their fellow workers.
Look, I think there is a great merit in what you just said. The problem with that is all you need is one person to stay unvaccinated. The bulk of the people are very supportive of our decision because their drive is exactly what you just stipulated. They want to feel better. They want to protect their family. They want to protect their community. That's their main driver more than anything else. The concern is, and even if you read some of the global research like Gartner and everybody else, concern is one person that has some sort of a belief that's not based in science, and that one person causing problem for everybody else. And a lot of the research says that over 70% of people right now are worried about being infected from their colleagues. So you're absolutely right in the sense of what's the key motivation behind it. It's not meant to be a punishment, but it's meant to put a timetable around when everybody has to be vaccinated in order to protect the whole, everybody else.
Okay, so your timetable is all workers would have to have a plan to be vaccinated by mid-September and have their first injection by mid-October. What support are you offering people in terms of leave, if they need time off to do that, or if they are affected by the virus, do they get paid time off? What are you offering?
Yeah, we're offering them 2 days time off if they need to. If you take AstraZeneca you get a bit of side effects in the first jab, and if you get the Pfizer, from what I understand, because I took myself AstraZeneca, you get side effects in the second jab. So there's always some side effects from taking it at some point in time. So we're offering 2 days for people to stay at home and recover and feel better about it.
Okay.
But we'll deal with all of it compassionately as we are, because this is about protecting them and making sure that they're feeling well.
What's been the reaction from your workforce? Because I've read you've received a torrent of abuse online, you've received abusive phone calls since the announcement. Is that coming from your workforce and your community?
Not a single one from our workforce, not a single one from Shepparton community. As a matter of fact, I've had some interface with a lot of people from Shepparton. They're very supportive. The local member, Damien Drum, came in support of us. They understand that it is for the collective protection of the community. Most of the abuse that we got is from fringe elements that are basically main agitators. They are believers in you know, conspiracy theory, and they're believers in this vaccine is poisonous, and it's those sort of a content that you get in there. And then they overlay on top of their opinion all of the abuse and the racial abuse and everything else, which is fine. I can cope with that. You know, it's really that deep belief that those vaccines are poisonous and they're experimental and they're going to change our DNA, and, you know, and there's somebody is using them to track you, and things along those lines that we find are the content of a lot of those abuse messages from French elements in society, which is expected to a certain degree. But nonetheless, it's not a pleasant thing to deal okay. with, that's all.
So the Prime Minister praised Qantas's decision yesterday. Did you want or need stronger backing from state and federal governments? Did you want an indemnity scheme? The Fair Work Ombudsman has released guidance for employers stating businesses can mandate vaccinations if they believe the measures are lawful and reasonable. Do you think you need more protection, or are you confident under the rules as outlined by the Fair Work Ombudsman you can avoid a legal challenge?
I think we are well within our rights to give, and our direction has been legal and reasonable, and it is the only way that, based on the science available to us, that you know, that we can protect our staff and our workforce and keep it safe for everybody. But I think there's other businesses, and I strongly believe that they do need the indemnity cover so that they are able to take the step, because they might not afford it, or they mightn't sort of have the depth of resources to get challenged if they do get challenged, and so on and so forth. So I do strongly believe that there needs to be some indemnity cover from federal or state governments, obviously preferably federal.
Hussein Rifai, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hussein Rifai is the global chair of SBC.